This is Passions with Details, and I'm Mrs. Smith. Today we have a special guest named Bridget.
Yes, hello. Hi, I'm so honored to be here and give my contribution to whatever I need to contribute to.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I know that we live in the same neighborhood, and I want to get your thoughts about our community.
Yes. Well, when I first think about our community, it makes me sad because I just don't understand why we have so many people that are outside on the streets and that are on drugs, and clearly they need help. So it saddens me because I have three boys and they don't understand, and it's hard for me to try to explain to them why these people are outside burning things and on drugs and without help. And it's disheartening for me to see and try to explain to my boys.
Yeah, I can agree with you there with the homelessness. I have mentioned before that there needs to be more mentorships. There needs to be more organizations looking into that other than trying to house them, because at the same time, they do have, some of them have mental issues. Some of them don't. Some of them just don't have the resources of applying themselves or getting the, you know, funds, because we have funds here in Washington that's for, you know, pregnant women. So if we're talking about TANF, it only goes to those type of people, mm-hmm. or someone, say you're living in a household and you have your significant other with you. If you're a family, they will give you that as well. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're a single person, what is there out there for you? You know, especially like I said on my last show, the incarceration side of it, they are structured. When there's no structure, you get what you see outside. But, you know, it's good for people to sit there and, you know, give them food and everything like that. But it's still going to be the same. What else can I do?
Right. I feel like the people that are giving out tents and food, they're just enabling these people. I don't really know if they're in the position to provide more, but at least point them in the right direction where they can receive resources that they need to get back on their feet. And then again, I know that some people that are on drugs, they may not want the help, and that's another issue. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink. And this is true.
Agreeable. Now, I was thinking about some other stuff that we can put together, collab, you know, because at the end of the day, we still have to provide for our children's sake. Mm-hmm. And I think there should be more empowerment stuff that we need around this community, especially you being a minority, I'm being a minority, and that's kind of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And I had talk about on my previous show about, you know, us as women, we came from a domestic violence stuff.
Right.
And we had a rate where, I can't remember, but it was a high percentile. It was to mm-hmm. where Black women of color is dealing with domestic violence. And not just that, it's a lot to take on being a single parent, even if you're a man. You know, they got to play on the role as being a mom as well to see what it's really like. Not only that, you know, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have the means to go and do all of this stuff, and we're living in a society where we're on a strict income, what can we do to get ourselves out? There's a lot of funding being funded, but we're not seeing it. Me and you know we're not seeing it. Mm-hmm. So we need answers. Mm-hmm. And to get answers, we have, you know, the district and we need to come as a whole, as a people, and go to the 10th floor mm-hmm. and tell them our concerns. Not just let them pass this stuff and they're like, oh, we're giving it out. No, we really physically got to go down there and physically got to talk to each one in our community to let them know what is really going on. Mm-hmm. Not only that, we're living on a street where they have very sudden stop signs. And that's mm-hmm. one of the major issues as well, too, because it's like people don't slow down. And there's a lot of kids in the mornings and afternoons getting out of yep. school as well. And you were concerned about that. And there's no, I've actually talked to a policeman and he said, well, yeah, you know, there's a lot of complaints, but the city's not really worried about it.
Mm. And that's an issue. That's a problem. Why is the city not worried about the safety of our children? You know, why is the community more worried about providing these vans that take the old needles from these people that are on drugs and then provide them with new needles? I will never understand that. That to me is saying that what you're doing is okay and we're okay with that. But there needs to be a solution so that we can fix this problem, because it's getting worse and worse by the day, and something needs to be done.
Yeah, and especially, you know, there's not that many playgrounds, and if there are, there are homeless people inside the playgrounds, which mm-hmm. is unsafe, unsanitary. Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to go further out to even have your children in an environment where it's clean. Mm-hmm. And what gets me is when they put out resources to build new things for children's play areas or events and stuff like that, you got to look around to see who gets the first dibs of that.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it's really the North End. It's mm-hmm. a lot cleaner over there. They get everything that they want, because anything that comes with incarcerating people getting out or anything like that, they shoo them over to where we are.
Right.
And it's like, it's not a help, it's a hindering, but they don't want that in their area. So they're the first ones that go down to the legislature, our first dibs on all that, which is not even right. If you're in a district and you have that authority and you reach the type of your top of your success, mm-hmm. why is it that you really are not trying to do anything and you're in the heart? You work in the heart of Tacoma, where right. you see, when you come out that building, what are you seeing?
Mm. Yes, I totally agree. It is the demographics, you know. When you sit back and look at everything, black, brown minorities, we have it the worst. And it's all based on where we live. And to be able to have access to a safer environment, a clean environment, that is essentially a dream that can come true, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of just standing up and advocating for our people.
Why not our own people have their own lawyer in their own town? Why not have that mentorship in their own town? Mm-hmm. Why not have our own district that is put together? It's a community district that is put together to elaborate and put the proper paperwork in so that when we go to the district, we can get our own buildings where we have your own resources and we have our own funding for what it needs to be done on this side of town, mm-hmm. our own cleanups or, mm-hmm. you know, that's something that I'm talking about. I want to create.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially yeah. because everything is, you know, disarray at this point, and that's it's all on the parents pretty much, and we don't have that many leaders for Tacoma that they may think that there are.
Mm, Right. I totally agree. Yes. I've been here for about almost 10 years now, and when I first reached Tacoma, it seems like it's been the area that I live in, it's nothing has changed. It has just been, it's gotten worse, basically. And
yeah.
I just don't understand why we can't have what other people have because of, and I know why it is. It's because of our skin color. You know, no one really cares about what we're going through and how we have to basically reprogram our children and let them know that, hey, what you see outside, it does not make you. What you need to do is continue to go to school, do your work, ask questions, and prepare yourself for your future. So as a Black mother, I know that that is a heavy burden on me. The fact that I have to reprogram my children and basically keep them out of situations such as gang activity and drugs, being in the wrong crowd, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, all of that really plays a part in my children's future.
It does.
It does. And the friends they have, the mm-hmm. friends they keep. You know, it's not cool to do bad things, and we have to continue to instill that in our children and let them know that, hey, be a leader. Do things differently. Mm-hmm. Don't do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Do something bigger than what you see around you.
And you know what? It's a lot of how the places are built, to be honest with you, too, plays a part of their health defects. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. When you have a building that's like 19-something years old, back then they were using lead.
Right.
And that plays with the neural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and it plays a part with the behavioral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just always us that it seems, because I know when society comes and say, it must be something at the home and it must be this and that, and people not knowing that you're trying to clean up mold in your house.
Right.
Or you're trying to fix the lead or something in your house, mm-hmm. because of where they place us and they put these hazardous waste, or they put anything that they can think of before we move into these properties and just fix them up. And see, they fix them up real quick.
Right.
When you're ready to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of that. It's I wouldn't even say it's miscommunication. It's misjudgment on their part on how they do that, because we have to deal with them acting out in school. And when you mm-hmm. have to be that strong parent, you got to deal with that too. Oh, you're too forceful. But if you're not, and your child does something disruptive in school to where it's like, you know, guns or violence, or they're hitting on a teacher,
mm-hmm.
you are held accountable when your child goes to jail. Don't matter if he's 6, you go on with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a crime to be like back then when we were raised. They were actually really teaching us. Yeah. You know, our grandmas and stuff, they were really, really teaching us. They don't do that nowadays. It's right. more harder on us as parents now, because we have to be strict on what we say, how we do, how we move. And it's like, why do we have to do that?
Mm.
But people really don't understand. We really have to do that, because right. it's like, you're a bad parent.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bad parent for coming up here and saying, no, you're not going to do that. Or, you know, taking your child by the coat. Come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's more of, like I said, I'm getting together to do what I need to do for my community, and that's pretty much, like I said, building our own type of society,
mm-hmm.
to where it has a panel of people, to where you have these events, where you have these structured ways of communicating, paperwork, you know, everything that I would say our minorities do not have that are stressing and asking people around here for advice or for help that is not getting it. I'm putting that together. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a lot of being of the experience that I've experienced. Sorry. It's the experience that I have experienced in my lifetime. And I'm, you know, way older than my years, but I'm very observant. And I appreciate you coming out to speaking on your thoughts, sharing your discernment on what's going on.
Yes.
Yes, Miss Bridget.
Yes, I think that we need all types of different perspectives, you know, so that we can basically tackle this problem head on. You know, it's not going to be easy. No, not at all. But as long as we keep in mind that, hey, we need to do this. It's vital. It's something that our community needs right now, today in 2024.
Yes, we do. I would like to thank everybody, my audience, Miss Bridget, for coming down here and expressing your thoughts. And I hope you guys keep everything that we communicated to you in your thoughts, in your prayers, and, you know, reach out. We're on RadioTacoma.org and let us know your thoughts. Let us know your resources, what you plan to do. Mm-hmm. You're listening with passions, with detail, and I'll see you later.